Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I'd like to welcome you to episode 74 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This one's going to be kind of short because I'm anxious to get back in the studio next week with a couple of guests and do that style podcast. I've done a couple of those and you guys seem to like it, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to call this one Hello, Captain Obvious, because, you'll see why in a minute. First of all, news as usual. We had a Pittsburgh school where there was a student on a stabbing spree, and we're so insane that that's somehow growth from a student being on a shooting spree. Yeah, he was only stabbed or sliced 21 people, so somehow that's better. That's insanity, but thank God it wasn't worse, and they're back in school, and, you know, I wish them luck. They're still looking for the flight data recorder from Flight 370. Now they have an automated underwater robot searching the ocean floor, and the odds are pretty good because it can search 15 square miles a day, and the ocean floor is only 18,000 square miles. 370 is a crisis. It's a tragedy. It's a shame, but they really have to stop this 24/7 coverage of it. I don't know what they expect to find, but like I said, I'm glad it wasn't an American airline, because if it was, you know, right now they'd have a fee for not losing your plane. Oh, that's right. We had the radar on your flight. We knew where it was the whole time. That'll be $25 extra. I don't know. So, Captain Obvious. I'm sure you've heard about this, but if you haven't, Democratic Congressman from New York, Steve Israel, is, I don't even know if he's in hot water. Fox News is mad at him, which is always a plus in my world. But anyway, he finally said something that's so obvious, it's comical. He said that the Republican Party sometimes uses racism to animate and charge their base. What? Oh my gosh, really? The Republicans use subtle racism and racist code to animate their base to get them fired up? Wow. It only took you 5 years to pick up on that one, Steve? That's all? Only 5 years of the Obama presidency? Because somehow I picked up on it the day after Barack Obama was elected and the Tea Party shouted, "Give us our country back." Yeah, that was a pretty good one. Then, of course, we had the whole birther thing that he was born in Africa. Didn't catch it on that one, Steve. the monkey jokes that were accidentally emailed between a lot of Republicans and leaked out, just, you know, the nigger jokes that just, you know, we didn't mean nothing by it. It was just in good fun. We didn't mean the president. This is so weak. Most recently, we had Paul Ryan with his urban inner city. Okay, let me tell you something. If you hear urban or inner city, that means black. If you hear immigrant, that means Mexican. There are no immigrants from Eastern Europe, and there are no poor white people. This is America, okay? Just remember that. Those are the codes. This is so ridiculous. I mean, I guess it's good that the Democrats are finally saying something about it. Some say they're doing this to prepare for the, I don't know, squabbles in the midterm elections. I don't even know. But to act like this is some major news that people didn't know. Really? Republicans using racist code to appeal to certain members of their base? Now, listen, I'm not saying all Republicans are racist, but as Bill Maher said, not all Republicans are racist, but all racists are Republican. It's so comical that they're making this like a big deal, and nobody's just saying, well, it's about time. But the Democrats, good luck with this. I say you keep saying it. I say man up and call the Republicans out on it every time they do it. And maybe it will. Maybe, I don't know. But that's my Captain Obvious story. I don't even know where to go with this. You know, Barack Obama, if Barack Obama mentions race in any way, he's playing the race card. He's playing the race card. There is no more racism. We elected a black president. It all ended that day. Now, give us our country back. Yeah, that makes sense. God bless us, everyone. And that's the God that blesses all of us. Not that selective Republican God that doesn't like the gays. Okay. Republicans don't like poor people. Again, this is news to someone. I think perhaps aliens have landed and didn't know. So we have to cover these stories. Beginning July 1st in Mississippi, you know, Mississippi, a poor state. Anyone applying for welfare will be subjected to a questionnaire. And if they suspect you use drugs based on your answers, then you have to take a drug test. Michigan's doing the same thing. Florida tried it, but the court struck it down. So they're just going to reword it. So basically, if you're on welfare, we're going to test you for drugs. Now, some say, well, that's okay. That's reasonable because we shouldn't support them. Okay, but let's be fair across the board and test everyone who collects government money. You know, Mississippi, like big agriculture, those giant farmers who collect farm subsidies. You talk about welfare. That's big corporate welfare. So if not every employee, let's just get the CEO and the board and drug test them every week or every time we drug test the welfare recipients. You see the double standard here? That's the way it works. Now, here's the beauty of it. You think this is going to stop Mississippi's poor people from voting Republican? And again, that's what I love about the Republicans. People will vote against their best interest. Now, Congressman Steve Israel, race might have something to do with that. Just saying, they're voting against their best interests. The Democratic leader of the world, of the president, blah, blah, he's black. See how race might have something to do with the way they vote, you know, as they vote against. Didn't Mississippi just passed a law against raising the minimum wage? Isn't that beautiful? We are not going to raise minimum wage, and we are going to drug test you if you're on welfare. They are really regulating how to be poor. You poor people in Mississippi better shape up and follow the rules. Okay, so now is when people say, Alonzo, you're always picking on Republicans. You're always picking on Republicans. Why are you always picking on Republicans? All right, I'm going to give you three stories and tell you why I'm always picking on Republicans. All right, let's start with the congressional race in Minnesota, where there is a candidate, Aaron Miller. Do you know why Aaron Miller is running for Congress in Minnesota? So his daughter doesn't have to learn about evolution in public schools. That's right. His story, you know how they always have a stump story. Every time they give a speech, it's their down home story. And he tells a story about his daughter returning home in tears because evolution was being taught in her class. I don't know how old his daughter is. I don't know. Like, what? That doesn't even make sense. But damn it, it's reason enough to run for Congress on a Republican ticket to make sure that there's none of that scientific education going on. That, why do I pick on Republicans? How about Steve King from Iowa, who says that Dream Act people, now the Dream Act, remember, this is kids who were brought to the country illegally, but grew up, went to school, didn't break the law, blah, blah, blah. Some of them joined the military, and the Dream Act says that if you join the military, that should be like a fast track into citizenship. Oh, not over in Iowa. Oh, no, sir. Steve King says that when you go to join the military, you should raise your hand. You'd have to raise a hand and say, I'm unlawfully present in the United States. And then we're not going to take your military oath. We're going to take down your deposition and put you on a bus to Tijuana. That's right. See how that Mexican thing works? The bus is going to Tijuana. The bus isn't going to, I don't know, Eastern Europe or maybe India or some other. No, we're sending you to Tijuana. That's the code. Finally, why do I pick on Republicans? Because Missouri State Republican Chuck Gatzenberger, he wants to require women to undergo an ultrasound and wait 3 days before getting an abortion because choosing whether or not to terminate pregnancy is a huge decision. And Gatzenberger says, I've made huge decisions. I've bought cars and picked out carpeting before, so I know what it's like to make a major life choice. Exactly the same. Chuck. Glad you're here to explain it to all those women with their feelings and independent thought. What's wrong with you girls? It's the same as picking out carpet, and you do that, don't you? You don't rush out. You stop and think. So that's all I got. What a week. It's a short week. It's a short podcast. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to absorb the fact. Republicans use racism to appeal to their base. Well, I'll be damned. Here I was thinking I was paranoid when Rush Limbaugh was talking about the Africans. Who's paying attention? You are. Thanks for listening. This Friday, April 18th, I'll be at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach in Hollywood. Saturday, April 19th, I will be at the Carlsbad Village Theater. And next Friday, April 26th, I'll be at the Westside Comedy Theater in Santa Monica. Thank you and good night.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny and I love you.